Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Stephen Cawley is in Charlestown near Knock in County Mayo. Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
We did it for a lot of last week. Surprised by the number of calls we got. Petrol stretching, contaminated petrol, destroying engines. Insurance companies say nothing to do with us. The petrol companies say nothing to do with us.
Correct.
And the Gardaí say little to do with us. I don't know how they're going to prove it. So it's the motorist that gets hit and hit badly. And you're now, is it you that's organising the public meeting or a group of people?
Well, it's actually myself and Bernard O'Brien from Swinford.
Okay.
Who both of us has had engine failure due to petrol contamination.
How much did it cost you?
Because my car is still going at the moment, I can get it repaired for €2,000.
Wow.
But if I keep driving the car, it can seize at any moment, and if that happens, it means a new engine costing anything between €4,000 and €6,000.
And Bernard, how much was he stung for?
Well, Bernard has already had to replace his engine.
Okay.
Now, as far as I know, it was in the region of €3,500.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing all last week. Okay, you're calling the public meeting tomorrow night in Swinford. It's in the Gateway Hotel in Swinford, County Mayo. To what end, Stephen?
Well, I have been hearing this problem locally the last two months. But no ordinary person knows what can they do, what position they're in to get refunded money. And, like, I am hoping by calling this meeting that we can get everyone together who has had engine problems, you know, and gather as much information as we possibly can. And we've invited politicians, public servants to this meeting. Hopefully they will take this on board and kind of fight for the ordinary people. Because, like, when we go and fill up petrol, we're paying enough for it.
Mm-hmm.
How can we possibly know if the fuel is contaminated? Now, I have also spoke to local garage owners, and they have told me there is women going in crying their eyes out that they cannot afford to pay for their engines. Now, like, none of this, like, it's not us that's at fault, but it's not been brought to a head. Like, no one seems to be taking responsibility. We hear customs is involved, we hear this one is involved, but, like, we're still no wiser today.
And have you invited
weeks ago.
Have you invited customs and excise?
Everyone has been invited to this meeting. Politicians.
Gardaí.
Everyone. Gardaí has. Yes, the Gardaí will actually be present.
Revenue?
Revenue has been asked. We haven't got a definite answer whether they will attend or not. You know, It's just very hard to know, you know.
And I think you have hit the nail on the head, because last week it was the same with us. Nobody knew who to turn to when they phoned us.
That's the problem.
And they were badly, badly stung. And people who were €2,000 out of the blue, or €3,000 or €4,000 out of the blue. First of all, you need to earn €8,000 to come and walk away with €4,000.
Yes.
For most people these days, it's a big, big hit.
Yes.
It is a big, big hit, and no wonder people are in tears, as you say. Let me bring Anne in. Anne is in Dublin. Anne, what happened to you?
Well, about 6 weeks ago, Joe, I was away and I got petrol, and I didn't know of what was going on. And my car, about 10 days after getting it, started shuddering and moving, and it was very sluggish when I put my foot on the accelerator. So I brought it, and then I was coming home from work one day, and it just started shuddering and completely stopped. So I had it towed to the garage where I recently had it serviced, and they just told me the engine had ceased. And I decided I'd go to a specialist garage because there's only 58,000 miles in it, and they replaced my engine for me, and it cost me
€2,000. Wow.
Yeah. So... Now, if I could cut in there, Joe, okay, at the moment I can pay €2,000 and fix my engine. It will hurt. Believe me, €2,000 is an awful lot of money. But so many local people, you know, they need someone to do this. You know, I have never spoken on a radio in my life before. This is really not my scene. But it's for the local community I am doing this. You know, hopefully we can get something started tomorrow night by getting as much information, and hopefully maybe local politicians may jump on board. Like, I personally think at this stage we need government intervention. You know, that there should be a separate insurance fund set up because most insurance companies are not paying out, my own included. You know?
Okay. Well, then the meeting is at what time? 8 o'clock, I presume?
It's at 8:30 in the Gateway Hotel in Swinford.
Okay. Well, fair play to you, Stephen, for... doing that. And who pays for the rent of the room? And
That has to be discussed yet. A rent does okay. have to be paid. But look, I'm
maybe
a
if every, maybe
if
somebody passed a hat around or something.
Well, if that's what it takes, and look, if myself and Bernard has to pay ourselves, we will. It's just, you know, this has to be brought to a head because, like I said, no one is any wiser today as they were 2 months ago.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
someone has to take this on board.
Okay, Stephen, thanks indeed. That's Stephen Cawley in Charlestown, County Mayo, and Anne is in Dublin.